Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Confession, I am a big fan of statistics. That's right, I am a nerd. But primary research can be boring even for me. It takes a lot of time to drill down on many of these studies. But that's where we come in, to turn dry research into something useful to our community, to our marketplace. But in order to stand out here, we got to know how our buyers use these stats. Now, based on informal observation and conversations, decision makers don't just want to learn something new. They have an agenda. B2B buyers use industry research in two ways. First up, as background to make strategic decisions. Industry research is a popular way to do an environmental scan, to put their finger on the pulse of what's really going on out there. Execs use this information as a starting point to guide conversations with vendors, customers, advisors like us. Then they use all this information to figure out what they want to do next. How our content can help? We can take that research and create a context that defines what matters. When we identify the priority, we influence their conversations. It's like creating book reports for those who don't have time to read. Second, build a business case. Let's say the exec has decided on an initiative. They still have to sell that idea. Buy-in both up and down the org chart is critical. Stats are a great way to compete with other priorities for budgets and other resources. How we can help? Combine research with our analysis, and buyers can share our content with a "here's why I'm recommending we do blah, blah, blah" note. Our content helps justify their decision. When we know how buyers want to use industry research, we can stand out better by the role we play. We can be the advocate, where our value helps them do what they want to do anyway. Or we can be the practical heads up, making sure their path forward is the right one. So let's stop creating content based upon what we think folks want to know. Instead, focus on how our buyers use the information and go from there. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.